This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah. Thousands of years ago, there was a wonderful, righteous family known as the family of Imran. In some traditions outside the Quran, Imran was known as Saint Joachim or Joachim, and his wife was known as Saint Anne or Anna. You might find different names here and there, but just a quick reference. So Ala Imran, the family of Imran, such righteous family, people who love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, great servants even to the people, very helpful, very supportive. One day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala willed that the wife of Imran, she became pregnant. And when she became pregnant, she made a promise to Allah. She said, A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. I begin by seeking Allah's refuge from the devil. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah. We say that before we start reading the ayat. She said, Rabbi inni nadartu laka ma fi batni muharrara. O Allah, I dedicate whatever is in my womb. This baby I have here, Ya Allah, I will dedicate it entirely just for you, to worship you and to provide service in the holy temple, fi Bayt al-Maqdis. So what's the two things? I want to dedicate that baby to grow and worship you, Allah alone, and to help and to serve people in the place of worship. فَتَقَبَّلْ مِنِّي. Oh Allah, please help me do that to my child. Ya Allah, help me be the best possible mother. And the best mothers in the world are the ones who teach their kids La ilaha illallah. May Allah make our mothers, our sisters, our daughters of such caliber. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Innaka anta as-sami'u al-alim. She said, Oh Allah, God, you hear my request, you hear my begging, and you know my intention. And her time of pregnancy continues. She was hoping, brothers and sisters, to have that child to grow to be as righteous as possible. Some narrations said that her husband, Imran, passed away before the delivery, and Allah knows best. And eventually, as the pregnancy and the stomach got bigger and bigger and the due date approached, contractions began. And what happened? She delivered. فَلَمَّا وَضَعَتْهَا قَالَتْ رَبِّ إِنِّي وَضَعْتُهَا أُنْثَى. When she delivered the baby, she said, Oh Allah, oh my God, it's a girl. She's talking to Allah. She had that connection, that relationship with Allah, that she would talk to him, she would to vent to him. Then she said, Allah says in the Quran, وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا وَضَعَتْ. And Allah knows exactly what was the gender of the baby. وَلَيْسَ الذَّكَرُ كَالْأُنْثَى. And God says, the male is not like the female. There are some things the male can do which the female cannot do. And there are things which the female can do and the male cannot do. Some the genders have special qualities. وَإِنِّي سَمَّيْتُهَا مَرْيَمْ. And oh Allah, this baby, I named her Maryam. وَإِنِّي أُعِيذُهَا بِكَ. And Ya Allah, I beg you. I want to make a request from you right from the get-go. What is it? What do you think she will pray to Allah to do to that child? What's the first request she has right now? Oh Allah, protect my baby from shaitan. Ya Allah, protect my baby from the devil. The devil who tries to poke every baby and disturb them in every possible way, all the way till they meet God. Ya Allah, protect my daughter, not just my daughter Maryam, and her progeny, wa dhurriyataha, and her children, and whoever she has in her descendants, protect them all. Min ash-shaytan ar-rajim, the accursed devil. And right then and there, brothers and sisters, Allah protected Maryam alayhi salam. The Prophet alayhi salatu was salam, look what he said. He said, kullu mawlud, every baby that is born, shaitan tries to poke them, tries to disturb them. You see how evil he is? Even to the cutest beings, the babies, they are not saved from his harm, from his influence. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, but he could not disturb Maryam alayhi salam. May Allah protect me and my children and all those who are watching and their children from the shaytan. Ameen rabbil alameen. The mother of Maryam Did she fulfill the promise? Some of us, we say, wallahi, I swear to God, when I become a millionaire, I will donate this and that. You became a millionaire. Now what? Are you donating? Let's see Maryam, the mother of Maryam. When she got the baby, she kept her promise. Yes, what was her promise? I will grow this child. I will nurture this child. I will teach this child the worship of Allah and devote her completely to Allah and to the service of the people that love Allah. Brothers and sisters, Allah says, فَتَقَبَّلَهَا رَبُّهَا بِقَابُولٍ حَسَنٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He accepted Maryam graciously with love and kind. وَأَنْبَتَهَا نَبَاتًا حَسَنًا. And Maryam alayhi salam, Allah blessed her. She's growing such a great upbringing. May Allah make our children righteous. Say ameen. Ameen. And as Maryam started to get older, she was special. It was clear. She is special. The way she worships Allah, the way she respects her mom, the way she deals with the people with adab, respect, high character. Her mother, brothers and sisters, started to look for teachers, coaches, universities, to take care of the growth of Maryam alayhi salam. You might say, man, she's pushing for this. No, don't complain about that. That's one of the greatest pushing a parent can ever do to that child, to learn more about the religion, to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We live at times where we celebrate when a parent takes their young child to soccer practice and football practice and baseball and this and that from a young age, and people praise the parents for their patience and the mileage they drive all the way to other cities for some sports. Nothing against that. But how could we not celebrate the greatest training, the greatest sport, the greatest act, which is the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Maryam alayha salam, peace be upon her, she was exceptional. The mother of Maryam did not go begging people, who will take care of my daughter? Who will sponsor her? Nah, the people were begging the mother of Maryam, can you please allow us to sponsor your daughter? Can you please be the university that gives her a full ride scholarship? And they were fighting over her. Naam, they were fighting. يختصمون. Allah says in the Quran, they were arguing, who will take care of Maryam? I will take care of Maryam. No, I will take care of Maryam. They're fighting. It got so tough, so intense, that they were drawing lots. وَمَا كُنْتَ لَدَيْهِمْ إِذْ يُلْقُونَ أَقْلَامَهُمْ. They were drawing lots, throwing pens, and then making one narration says that a young boy will pick up the pen. Any pen he picks up, the owner of the pen will be the one who cares for Maryam. Of course, the people who did that, they were the scholars, people are worthy to take care of Maryam alayhi salam. When who did God will to be the caretaker? Do you know who took care of Maryam? Who won? Who was it? Ahsantum. May Allah bless you. Some of you, I believe they got it right. وَكَفَّلَهَا زَكَرِيَّا. It was a prophet of Allah, Zakariya alayhi salam, the one who took care of Maryam. Yalla, bismillah. What did he do? He took such great care of Maryam that he built her a mihrab, a sanctuary. He built her a place of worship around the holy temple and Bayt al-Maqdis. It's like Maryam has her own gym, right? That's how special she was. We build you this thing just for you. And he provided her with all the food, nutrition, any necessities for her to survive, to educate, to grow, to learn more about the religion. And imagine, her teacher is a prophet of God. Brothers and sisters, she learned more about God. Her worship to Allah increased. She's on a whole other level. May Allah bless us, make you and I steadfast. Say ameen. Ameen Rabbil Alameen. She would perhaps fast some days when people may be, you know, busy doing things like that. Some stuff are good that they're doing, but her worship to Allah was on a whole other level. At night, when people might be sleeping, nothing wrong with sleeping, she takes it to the next level. She worships Allah at night, a whole other level. May Allah increase our level. Say ameen. Allah can increase your faith. And the more you hear about great people, the more your faith increases, God willing. Allah praised Maryam. Wow, what did he praise about her? Look what he says. وَمَرْيِمْ أَبْنَةَ عِمْرَانِ. Mary, the daughter of Imran. الَّتِي أَحْصَنَتْ فَرْجَهَا. She was someone who was beautiful inside and outside. She was beautiful. And without a doubt, you know, men were all around, would love to be with someone like her. But she never, ever got into an inappropriate relationship. Never, never did she touch a man she's not supposed to touch. Ahsanat Farja, very respectful lady. Never got into the haram. May Allah make our relationships halal. Ameen, Rabbil Alameen. Brothers and sisters, Maryam's status and closeness to Allah continued to grow and become stronger. So much so. Are you ready for this? Are you ready? Zakariya alayhi salam was supposed to take care of Maryam and all that good stuff. He would walk into her sanctuary, her place of worship. Wajada indaha rizqa. He finds food, drink, provisions. He did not supply that to her. He is shocked. Qala ya Maryam, Maryam, anna laki hadha. How is it possible you have this food? How did you get that? Zakariya alayhi salam, he has like a 24/7 service for Maryam alayhi salam. Anytime she calls him, she needs him, he comes right away. He's always there, security, everything, the top-notch college, right? Zakariya alayhi salam, how did you get this? And the food you're getting is not even its season. Like, this is a miraculous miracle over miracle. So Maryam, she tells her teacher, Zakariya, she says, huwa min indillah. You see this? It's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No human being was involved in the process. It's from Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَرْزُقُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Allah gives whoever he wants without limit, without accountability. And here, brothers and sisters, do you notice something? Allah is showing Maryam, Allah is showing Zakariya and the people how Allah can deliver food, can deliver drink, can deliver provisions to Maryam, to her place, without any human being involved in the process. And as she continued to worship Allah, she prayed and supplicated. Her work ethics as a whole next level. You might say, man, that's a lot of work, a lot of effort to pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Can I please do an emergency landing right now and talk about our times for a second? You hear about athletes in our time playing right now. They spend $1.5 million on their body to maintain a healthy condition to play basketball, right? And you hear about these athletes. You hear about a soccer player who works so hard to be who he is, and he grows and grows and grows. Maryam alayha salam, the better example, she prays to Allah to grow in her faith, to draw closer and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But brothers and sisters, her closest to Allah is not normal. It's above average. It's above any woman so far. Brothers and sisters, besides the wife of Pharaoh Asia, may Allah be pleased by her. What happened? When Maryam was in her sanctuary, someone was calling her name. Ya Maryam, there's no one here. Ya Maryam, oh Maryam, who is it? It was the angels. Maryam reached a level where the angels are communicating with her. Allahu Akbar. وَإِذْ قَالَتِ الْمَلَائِكَةُ يَا مَرْيَمُ. The angel said, oh Maryam, إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَاكَ. Allah has favored you. Allah has chosen you. Yes, the way she is indeed special. وَطَهَّرَكَ. And Allah purified you. But check this out. Ready? وَاصْطَفَاكَ. وَاصْطَفَاكِ عَلَى نِسَاءِ الْعَالَمِينَ. And Allah is going to favor you again in a way that He never favored any woman in the world like this before. What's that second upgrade of choosing and favoring? You will see that shortly. But that's the fruit of working so hard. Brothers and sisters, one day, as Maryam alayhi salam, she leaves her place of worship, her sanctuary. And usually she does not leave unless it's a necessity. She's studying, she's worshiping Allah, doing dhikr, remembrance of God. One day she leaves and goes a distance away from the holy temple, Bayt al-Maqdis, away from the people. And all of a sudden, as she was all alone, an unknown man approaches her. Okay, what just happened? Who are you? She says, إني أعوذ بالرحمن منك إن كنت تقيا. إذا بتخاف الله لا تقرب. If you fear Allah, don't come close to me. If you fear Allah, get away from me. I seek Allah, the most merciful protection. She feels like, were you following me? How did you come here? How did I not notice you from the beginning? إني أعوذ بالرحمن. I seek God's protection. And sometimes to know the true color of people is during hardship. And she remembered God right away. قال, this man spoke. قال, إنما, you know who I am? أنا رسول ربك. I am a messenger from God, from the one you're asking help from. I'm a messenger from him. What do you want? لأهب لك غلاما زكيا. So I can grant you, so I can be the means in which you will have a pure, wonderful, wonderful child. Wonderful child. قالت أن يكون لي غلام. How can I be blessed with a child? ولم يمسسني بشر. No man ever touched me. ولم أكو بغية. And I've never done anything like haram or anything like that for me to have a child. جبريل عليه السلام, the angel says, قال كذلك. Will it, if so, will it be? It's not an option, Maryam. قال ربك, your Lord said, هو علي هين. It is easy on Allah to do that. Okay, what's the wisdom? Like, why would I be pregnant without having a husband? Like this miracle pregnancy, why? Do you guys know why? Someone asks you, why would Allah do that? Do we know in the Quran? Allah says, وَلِنَجْعَلَهُ آيَةً لِلنَّاسِ. So Isa ibn Maryam, or the child that she will have, so he can be a sign for humanity, alama, so that people can see Allah's strength, so people can see how Allah is all capable. Allah qadir, Allah can do anything, and he can get a child. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can have a woman deliver a child without that woman having a man or a husband. Allahu Akbar. What's the other wisdom? وَرَحْمَةً مِنَّا. And this child she will have will be a means of mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He'll be a blessing to the world. And Jibreel blew the soul, Allah assisted, into Maryam alayha salam. Brothers and sisters, that blow reaches the womb of Maryam. فحملت. She became pregnant. She conceived that child. Brothers and sisters, when she got pregnant, she was very concerned. She was so concerned as to what the people will say. How will she handle this test? And some narrations suggested that she was recognized eventually after a couple months, 2, 3, 5, 6 months, that you know what, the signs of pregnancy. So someone asked her, someone righteous asked Maryam. He said, Maryam, how can there be a plant without a seed? كيف يكون نبتة من غير بذرة? How can there be a plant without a seed? This man, that person is indicating you being pregnant. How? So Maryam alayha salam, she tells this guy, tells this person, just like how Allah created Adam without parents. Allah does not need a seed to create a plant. Allah can create a plant without a seed. Brothers and sisters, and the due date was approaching. Her stomach grew, Maryam alayhi salam. 9 months pregnancy like any other woman. فَانْتَبَذَتْ بِهِ مَكَانًا قَصِيًّا. Maryam alayhi salam withdrew to an away, far away, remote place, away from the sight of people. All of a sudden, the contractions started to take place. فَأَجَاءَهَا الْمَخَاضُ إِلَى جِذْعِ النَّخْلَةِ. The pain of the labor caused her to go all the way to the palm tree. She's resting. She's going through that labor process. May Allah have mercy on every mother who delivered. May Allah have mercy on them. May Allah forgive all their shortcomings for that hardship that they went through. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Maryam alayhi salam struggling and struggling. And all of that, she's going through this hardship. She's wondering, can I pass this test? Can I do this? And look what she says. قالت يا ليتني مت قبل هذا. I wish as she was going through the contractions, she said, I wish I was dead. I wish, وَكُنْتُ نَسْيًا مَنْسِيًّا, and I wish that I would never be known and I would always be forgotten. Is it okay to wish death? She was so scared that this test, she may fail and lose her faith. So then, brothers and sisters, Allah wills, Maryam, alhamdulillah, what happened? She delivered the baby. فَنَادَاهَا مِن تَحْتِهَا, and the baby spoke from underneath her. What did he say? أَلَّا تَحْزَنِي. He's telling her, don't be sad. Allahu Akbar. Don't be sad. Don't worry. قَدْ جَعَلَ رَبُّكِ تَحْتَكِ سَرِيَّا. Allah gave underneath you some pure water. Drink some water. Drink some water. There's some water under you. وَهُزِّي إِلَيْكِ بِجِذْعِ النَّخْلَةِ, and shake that palm tree. تُسَاقِطْ عَلَيْكِ رُطَبًا جَنِيًّا, رُطَبًا جَنِيًّا. Then some dates will fall upon you so you can eat. Allahu Akbar. Allah's teaching Maryam, just, you know, shake that palm tree. No one, you cannot shake a palm tree. I cannot shake a palm tree. But Allah's teaching Maryam, teaching you and I to take the means, and Allah will take care of the rest. You do what you can, and I will take care of you for the rest of your life. And indeed, Maryam alayhi salam, she took the advice. Then when she got that date, yes, it fell. Allahu Akbar. The palm tree was shaken, and the dates have fallen. Then that child says, فَكُلِي, eat. Mom, eat. وَشْرَبِي, drink, drink. وَقَرِّي عَيْنَا, relax and put your heart at ease. فَإِمَّا تَرَيِنَّ مِنَ الْبَشَرِ أَحَدًا فَقُولِي. And if you ever see anyone, if you ever see anyone, then tell them, إِنِّي نَذَرْتُ لِلرَّحْمَنِ صَوْمًا فَلَنْ أُكَلِّمَ الْيَوْمَ إِنْسِيًّا. Tell them, do a sign for them that I promise not to speak to anyone. I am fasting, not from food and drink. I am fasting from talking. And she took that advice. And Maryam alayha salam, brothers and sisters, she carries her son who was named Isa. He was named Jesus. And she returned back to the people. Now her heart is strong. She did the work. She put the effort. Allah strengthens her. فَأَتَتْ بِهِ قَوْمَهَا تَحْمِلُهُ. She brought that baby to the people, and the people saw that. قَالُوا يَا مَرْيَمْ. They were shocked. They were angry. يَا مَرْيَمْ. O Mary, how dare you? لَقَدْ جِئْتِ شَيْئًا فَرِيًّا. You did such a horrible act. Shame on you, Maryam. يا أخت هارون ما كان أبوك امرأ سوء. Oh, the sister of Aaron, your father was not a bad guy. وما كانت أمك بغية. And your mom was not an immodest woman. What's wrong with you? How can such act come from such family? You come from a good family. Look at you. You got this child. Astaghfirullah. How could you? فأشارت إليه. Remember, she promised not to speak. That was the instructions she got. فَأَشَارَتْ إِلَيْهِ. Then she pointed at the baby. قَالُوا كَيْفَ نُكَلِّمُ مَنْ كَانَ فِي الْمَهْدِ صَبِيًّا. They said to her, what do you mean pointing to the baby? You want us to talk to the baby? We can't even talk to you. We can't even get a response from you as an adult. You want us to talk to a baby and expect a response? And the baby speaks. Isa ibn Maryam, Isa, Jesus, the son of Mary, speaks. And the first thing he says, قَالَ إِنِّي عَبْدُ اللَّهِ. The baby spoke. The baby, not even a few days old, he says, I am the slave of Allah. The first thing he told the world, I am the slave of Allah. إِنِّي عَبْدُ اللَّهِ آتَانِيَ الْكِتَابَ وَجَعَلَنِي نَبِيًّا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me the scripture and made me a prophet. I'm a prophet of God. وَجَعَلَنِي مُبَارَكًا أَيْنَمَا كُنْتِ. And I am blessed. Allah made me a blessing wherever I go, wherever I am. وَأَوْصَانِي بِالصَّلَاةِ. And he told me, Allah told me to pray. How was your prayers? Allah told me to pray. وَأَوْصَانِي بِالصَّلَاةِ. وَالزَّكَاةِ and to give charity, obligatory charity, مَا دُمْتُ حَيَّ as long as I'm alive, وَبَرَّمْ بِوَالِدَتِي and after God told me to worship him, right after that, God told me to take care of my mom, to be respectful to my mom. That baby is saying this. People are shocked. How is this possible? Sentences that are powerful. وَبَرَّمْ بِوَالِدَتِي وَلَمْ يَجْعَلْنِي جَبَّارًا شَقِيًّا And Allah did not make me a tyrant, an arrogant person, because whoever is not good to their mom is arrogant. Whoever is not good to their mom is someone who needs to be humbled. May Allah protect us and make us respectful. Ameen. وَلَمْ يَجْعَلْنِي جَبَّارًا شَقِيًّا And look to what he says. وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيَّ يَوْمَ وُلِدْتُ And peace be upon me the day I was born. وَيَوْمَ أَمُوتُ And the day I die. وَيَوْمَ أُبْعَثُ حَيَّا And the day I am resurrected. This, brothers and sisters, was the story of Maryam alayhi salam. How she went through all of this. But what happened next? The mission of Maryam has been fulfilled in a way that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, حَسْبُكَ مِن نِسَاءِ الْعَالَمِينَ Look what he says. He said, you want a role model? From the woman to look up to, he said, it's enough for you to look at Maryam ibnata Imran. Maryam, the daughter of Imran, the greatest role model for every woman and man. Hasbuka min nisa al-alamin. Brothers and sisters, you know what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about Maryam and her level of worship? In this world, if you go to do a 100 meter race, usually in the Olympics, you have the males and then you have the females, two different categories. And people will complain, it's not fair to mix them together, the male and the female to speed because the biology and the body and things like that. You know what? Things like that may happen. Some people may be taller than the other, so they cannot reach to certain levels because of height, no problem. But the race to Allah is a race that anyone can join. The race to Allah, the competition to Allah, everyone can join, men and women. And you know what Allah said about Maryam? He didn't just say she beat the woman, but she also beat the men. How? وَكَانَتْ مِنَ الْ What did Allah say about Maryam? And she was of the greatest devout worshipping woman, مِنَ الْقَانِتَاتِ No. وَكَانَتْ مِنَ الْقَانِتِينَ She was the best of men and women. She was one who reached perfection. This was the story of Maryam alayhi salam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, many things happened after that. But I'll share with you one hadith. So something for us to learn about la ilaha illallah. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never had a son or a daughter, brother or sister, mom or dad. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah said, and we'll end with this. Ready? He says, كَذَّبَنِي إِبْنِ آدَم My servant, my slave, the son of Adam, the children of Adam, the human beings, many of them, what happened, Ya Allah? They made a lie against me. They claim that I cannot bring the dead people back to life. The people claim that I cannot bring the dead people back to life. And the children of Adam did another thing. They didn't just lie about me. وَشَتَمَنِي And the children of Adam, they cursed me. How is it, Ya Allah? وَأَمَّا شَتْمُهُ إِيَّايِ فَقَوْلُهُ لِي وَلَدْ The children of Adam, they cursed me. They curse Allah. أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ We say bad things about Allah. How? He said, Allah says, some human beings, they say that I have a son. فَسُبْحَانِي أَنْ أَتَّخِذَ صَاحِبَةً أَوْ وَلَدًا So Allah says, I'm free from ever having a spouse or ever having a child. So let's do our best to respect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by not attributing things to Allah and not encouraging such attributions to Allah. And may Allah allow us to see Maryam alayhi salam in the highest levels of Jannah. Ameen Rabbil Alameen. This was a summary. And inshallah, I will pass the microphone to Sister Hafsa. Jazakumullahu khairan for your patience.